The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara is going back on the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The end of the Mishnah says, someone says, Hare Netiyah Sa'elu Korban Achi Yiktsitsu. Somebody says that the Netiyah should be a Korban until they get caught. Talazu Korban Achi Tisarif. That the Talaz should be a Korban until it gets burned. Ein Lahem Pidyon. There's no pidyon, meaning even if he'll be paid it before the ktsitsa or before it gets burnt, it will pretty much be chal right away again. So the Gemara really asks on the bottom of Chefchesim Beis La'olam, it's going to bribe a hektish forever. So Amr Bar Pada answers, Hodon, if you paid it before you cut it, so then the Kedusha comes back. Hodon, he's paid it again, the Kedusha comes back again, so Kozman Yirak, you don't cut it, the Kedusha blibes Taka Kedusha. Nixitsu, but once Yitaka was caught, Podem Pamachas Vedaya. Once you paid it once, it's Taka good enough. For Ula Amar, and Ula says, Kivan Shenixitsu, Shuv Ein Poid. Once you were kaitzit it, you don't have to be paid it again. So there's a machlokes between Bar Pada and Ula. What's going to happen after it's Taka caught, or after it's Taka burned? Kozman, it wasn't cut and it wasn't burned, so even if you paid it, the Kedusha comes right back. But once it was cut or burnt, so Bar Pada holds that you still have to be paid it once, meaning the Kedusha does not go away. And Ula learns, though, that since you only said it's going to be Kaddish until you cut it down, so Memedla, once it's cut or once it's burnt, Itaka loses his Shem Kedusha. Now the truth is that the Ran in the Mishnah explains that this sugya, he has two pshatim in what's going on here. Either we're Taka talking about real hektish, so a person Taka said that he wants this talis or this natiya to be hektish acha yichtzitzu, and we're Taka talking about regular hektish. Or, Zakhtaran, we're Taka talking about Kainamos, that he Taka asked it Bekainam, like a neder. He asked it Kehektish, and we're saying, Afal Pikain, the Kedusha can be Paka Bechti, at least according to Bar Pada. However, Zakhtaran, and the Ran mentions this a few times in the Sugya, the only time we say that Kainamos has a din of Hektish, that he can't just be Paidit, is only if you taka acid it on the entire veld kehektish. Masha enkein, if it was just a private iser, either on himself or he acid his chefetz on another person, then zikha, it does not have a din of kainamis. But getting back to this machlokes, so we have a machlokes over here between Bar Pada and Ula. Bar Pada holds that although he only made the t'nai that the hektish should be chal until it's cut, but once it's cut, we need to be oikid the kedusha. We have to be poida in order for the kedusha to go away. The kedusha, once it's chal, does not go away by itself. And Ula holds no. Hayos, he made a kedusha, so the kedusha blibes up till that point, and once the t'nai kicks in, it was cut, it was burnt, so then Zakt Ula, that the Kedusha is no longer Chal. Going to Choftes Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Hamnuna, Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Halcha. How could you say that the Kedusha, according to Ula, is just Paka, Kivin Shenixisu Shuvain Le Pidyon? That the Kedusha's Paka, where did the Kedusha go? Uma Ilu Amali Isha. If a person would tell an Isha, Hayoim At Ishti, today you're my wife, Ulamacha Iat Ishti, and tomorrow you're not my wife, meaning he's Mekadosh today, he wants her today to be 100% Mekadoshes, but he wants that the Kedushin should be Chal only for one day, and then it should be Paka. Me Nafka Bala Get? Could you say, do you have it sad to say that such a Kedushin will just be Paka and she won't need a Get? Avada, she needs a Get. And therefore, Zakti Gemara, if you see by Kedushin, Asur Akule Amaka Hektish, that over there, the Kedushin, that's Chal, doesn't just go anywhere. So who Adin, over here, we should say the same thing, that the Kedusha from the Neder doesn't just go anywhere. Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rav Hamnuna, Mikom Medamis Kedushas Domim the Kedushas Haguf. How could he be Medame Kedushas Domim, the Hainu, the Koinomos over here that we're answering, even if you say, it's also Akuli Amaka Hektish, there's no Kedushas Haguf. It's like Beder Kabayis, there's just Kedushas Domim. The money has Hektish, but it's not that the Chayfetz Alein has Kedushas Haguf. Masha Enkein, by Isha, Kedushin there, there's a Kedushas Haguf. The Isha becomes Mekudeshes. Kedushas Domim, Paka Bechdi. Kedushas Domim, Taka, Nidarim, could go away. Bechdi. Kedushas Haguf, Loi Paka Bechdi. But Kedushas Haguf, Kedushin, is not Paka Bechdi. And therefore, that's the chilek why Ula can hold over here that taka it's paka bechti, but yet by an isha, she would still need a get. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya asks the kasha, kedushas haguf le paka bechti. Is that really true that kedushas haguf is not paka bechti? Well, Tanya, he has a brisa that's mavu as yet. Shor zeh oila. Person says shor zeh oila. Now he's makdish the shor for an oila. That's kedushas haguf. And he says that it should be a shor kol lamed yoim, only for 30 days. And after 30 days, it should switch to be a shlomim. So the halacha is kol lamed yoim oila, l'achid lamed yoim shlomim. Amai, kedushas haguf ninu upaka bechti. So you see that, wow, that it's kedushas haguf upaka bechti. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about that it was l'dmei. And the Gemara continues. The Rishonim over here, Mocha, that L'chaira, Rava has a very stark araya. Because Rav Hamnuna started off and he asked the kasha, that L'chaira, if you're going to say that Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bechdi, so then daf oiskumen, that if a person tells an Isha, Hareat Mekudeshes Li Hayoim, Ulamacha Iat Ishti, that she should not need a get. Because Hayois, the Kedushin, was only Chal for today. We should say that tomorrow, She is ois mekudeshes without a get. The Gemara's assumption is that that couldn't be, and therefore the Gemara had a raya that kedushas haguf. Any time you have kedushas haguf, it's not paka bechdi. Im kein, what does Abaya hold? Does Abaya taka hold? Abaya brought a raya that kedushas haguf is paka bechdi by carbon. When a person says that he wants something to be an oila and then it should be a shlomim, so it's taka paka bechti. So does that mean that he holds that if a person tells an isha, hareat mekudeshes li ayoim ulamacha iat ishti, that she's taka, not mekudeshes? It's a very shver tzad to say. So the man over here wants to say that that's a dover poshut, that a person cannot be mekadesh an isha nizman. And the reason is as follows. Because he wants to say that whenever a person goes and makes a kedusha only for his man, lamazagin by a korban, he says that the korban should be only for 30 days, an oila, and then should become a shlam. Zok the Ran, what we consider that to be is that there's a kinyan peris. The kedusha is chal and the peris of the zach. And on that passes to say that the peris worth of 30 days, you could taka have a kedusha, but to say that is mamish a kinyan haguf, that cannot be only lizman. So any time a person has a kinyan this man, pshat is he has a kinyan peris. Not that he owns the entire chefetz, but rather he has certain schusim. What are those individual schusim that he has? He has the complete schus for 30 days. But Zakhtivan, that goes into the gather of kinyan peris. Memele Zakhtar. Einachanami. We're telling Aveki Yisoy that you can have kinyan peris for 30 days, and therefore the Kedusha will be chal for 30 days, and we can have a shayla that maybe it's paka bechdi. But even Abaya was masking by an Isha, where there's no such thing as being Mekadosh and Isha for kinyan peris. By Kedushin, either there's a complete kinyan aguf or there's nothing. We never find that a person could have a kinyan and a wife only in kinyan peris as opposed to kinyan aguf. It's either kinyan aguf or nothing. Is Mimela, there was no tzad to say that such a kinyan could be chal for 30 days. And therefore, our kochach, if he was Mekadosh for today, that means that he made a kinyan la'olam. And once he made a kinyan la'olam, avada, that's a kinyan that blibes, regardless of what he says. As I learned around. The Rosh, on the other hand, has a little bit of an interesting pshat. He also names on for a davar pashut that an isha cannot become mekudeshes for a day and then ois mekudeshes afterwards. But he wants to say that it's bedoimet to what the Gemara says in Hamagarish by Get. The Gemara over there says that if a person tells his wife, Hayoim iat ishti, he gives her a get and he says, today you're not my wife. Ulemachar, and tomorrow tia oit pam ishti. Takes a break for a few days. He says, today you're not my wife, and tomorrow, next week, echves, you'll call my wife again. So the Gemara says that once it's paka, it's not chal again. That once the kedushin is paka, he said, you're not my wife. Is a medle, it's paka. The kedushin is a medle, it's paka. And once it's paka, it's not chal again. So he wants to say that if that's the halacha by kedushin, by gerushin, that once a person's megarish's wife, it's not chal again. Who adin by kedushin, we say the same thing, that if it's chal, it's not paka. And he says, what's the pshat? Because we're makshinon, havai liyatzia. This is a klal that we have in a lot of places in Gittin and Kedushin, makash havai liyatzia. And therefore, if by yitzia the halacha is that once it's chal, even if he had a tenai that it should come back a day or two later, it's chal and it stays chal, and maybe she's mugureshes, who adin by kedushin. If he tells her, "Rikudesh is hayoyim ulamacha yat ishti," once it chal, it blibes chal. Truth is, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Ishus Perek Zayin Halacha Yud brings this svaras harosh, and he says that be'etzem, fideran, okay, but according to the Rosh, he says this has been bothering me for a long time. First of all, it's not true that we always say makish havai liyatzir. There's a lot of places where we don't necessarily say Makash Havai Liyatzir. So therefore, Mehecha Tesi, where the Rosh gathered from that this is one of those places that we say Makash Havai Liyatzir. And also he wants to say that Lemaisa, if you look in the sugi over there, by Get, it's not so poshut that that's true that we say that the Get is Chal, and once it's Poska, it's Poska. There's a lot of Rishonim that come out Lemaskona that there's Taka no Get Bechlal. So if you're saying that the whole reason is because Makish Havai Liyatzir, and if by Yatzir we know that once the get is chal, it stays, so who adin by Kedushin? So according to those Rishonim that Ne'eman Fakert, that there is no get b'chlal, so Yitaka going to say that there is no Kedushin b'chlal? Very shver. And Yitaka blibes Tzarechin akaponim in this rush. But what's mevurif in this sugya is l'chayah a very interesting thing, is a very interesting klal. That be yisoidai, the Gemara understood that this chalois, a kedusha, that we know that happens by a isha, that we know that happens by a korban, is really what's happening by a neder as well, according to Akapanim one pshat in the Ran. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that that's a davar pashut. If you're going to say that the kedusha by nedarim could just be paka bechdi, im kain pashtus daf min oizogin, that it should be the same thing by an isha as well. and that was Rava's teretz. No, here was a kedushas haguf, and here is kedushas dam. But on them, b'yisaydai, the kedusha, the chalois kedusha, that is shaft ayidei nedar, that is shaft by him asering ducha dibur, that chalois kedusha is takadir regardless. By Nidorim, very similar to the way it is by Kedusha. Azai l'chayra come dice from the sugya. And the truth is, there's a very interesting tshuvas halachas ketanis in chelik aleph simen choftes. He brings down a maisa there that a person came into Bes Medrash and he asked the following shayla: is a husband allowed to be shayel l'chacham to be mevatel his Kedusha? The Hainu. Just like we have a klal that a person could make a neder, could shafa kedusha, a person could make hektish, shafa kedusha, or by chuma, shafa kedusha's chuma. In all these cases, the halacha is that he could go to a chacham and be oikir his chalois that he made al yedei adibur. So this person asked, why can't a husband do the same thing? We see in our sugya, we see in other places as well, that the chalais is working in a very similar oifen. So if we know by hektish and by tshuma and by nidorim that there's a klal that a person could go to a chacham and just be shoyl on the neder, why can't he do that? So the halachas ketanis writes that they picked him up and they threw him out of Beis Medrash. And they based it on the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says over there that someone came in and asked Rav Yechanan shaylus that was so poshut, and therefore, since it was so poshut, there's nothing to talk about that zikr a baal can't be shoyl on his kedushin, can't go to a chacham and be shoyl on his kedushin. So memela, they just threw him out of Beis Medrash. And the taina that they said were two tainas. First of all, it's mavur in the Torah that the only way you can be megarish and isha is ayde ksiva, is with a get. There's no other way to get rid of a person's wife. If you're telling me that it could just be shoyel on the neder, so what do you mean when it says in the Torah b'ksiva miskareshes v'kasev lo, that the only way to be megarish ayde ksiva v'ayis t'choy she'ele to be shoyel l'chacham doesn't work? And also he asked that in Cain, how do you ever have a mamzer? Every time l'mazogin and eishes ish is mezaneh and has a child, all you have to do is go to a chacham, be shoyel on the first kedushin, be mevatel the kedushin, and then memela, you won't have any mamzer. So from the fact that we see that you could have a mamzer, is the charaya that she'ela doesn't work. Now Lachas Kitanis goes on to say that he sent back a message that he would like to come back to Beis Medrash to answer some of these tainis. The shoyel had an answer to these questions. And he says they made a vote, the five chachamim, and they sort of reached the pshara. They didn't want to let him back into Beis Medrash to discuss this, but they said he could come outside the door and sort of shout into Beis Medrash his tainis, and they'll listen and address it. And his tainis basically were that Avada, you're right, the only way to uproot a kedushin, meaning the kedushin was chal, and now you want to be mevatel the kedushin mikan l'habo, the only way to do that is taka ayidei get. Abba Zokter, why can't, if I could come and taka be oike the whole kedushin, that the kedushin never happened? The Torah never said that you need a get for that. Maybe ain't a chanami. The Torah is saying that vivait, the kedushin is a kedushin, and you want to be oike it, so the way you have to do it is ayidei get. But maybe ain't a chanami. If a husband would go and be shoyel on his neder, maybe, or shoyel on his kedusha over here, so maybe ain't a chanami. Who says he can't do that? You're tying that there shouldn't be mamzerim? Are we taka achroi for mamzerim? Ain't a chanami. Who says there has to be mamzerim in the world? The Torah taka state that vivait is a kedusha, and the second person comes and is mezana with her, so ain't a chanami, there's a mamzer. You're tying, you have an etzah? Okay, so you have an etzah. Who says that there's an adin that there has to be a mamzer? The Torah state in Azar Oifen there'll be a mamzer. You have a way to get out of it. Say nechanami. Azar Yadegizah. The Maisa, the Halachas Ketanis writes, Tanavad, it's a Dover Poshit that it doesn't work. It's just a pilpul ba'alma. I saw in Shal's Chuvus Laharis Nasim, from Nasim Kestet Nezuchar Nezuchar, that he wants to say that ain't a chanami. Avada, you know why it doesn't work over here? Because he says that it works different. And this is really, I read about this in Kedushin, but the way he explains it, Kepshutoi, is that Pshat is a husband makes the Kedushin. What he's doing is he's kind of the Isha. The Asur la'akuli amaka hektish, the fact that she then immediately becomes Asur, that is a pale yotze from his Kenyan. It's not Pshat, like by Nedoyim, that his Dibur makes an Isser. Fakir. His Dibur, his Maisa makes a Kenyan. His Kenyan, Agav, then creates an Isser to the whole world. Zokta l'hayus nosen, enichanami, a person has a right to be shoyal on a neder. If he made the neder, he can be shoyal on it. Mashenkin over here, where enichanami, he shaft the Isser. But it's not Pshat is that his Dibur created an Isser, and the middle of that Isser made it also. Okay. His Dibur, his Maisa created a Kenyan. He was kind of a wife. Duch that Kenyan, Mimela shafts an Isser, a Fazazach passed the Sha'ila, and that's why, a technical difficulty, why Hitaka can't be Sha'ila on Kedusha. But B'Yisaydai, what we see, again, from the Gemara, from this Kasha, and the Mucharei, is that Be'etzem, just like by neder, a person can make a chalois, kedusha, and he can go to a chacham, there's a tumul that maybe we should say the same thing by kedushin as well, that it, the chalois works the same way, that he shafs a iser on the ganze welt, that nobody can marry his wife, and the question is that maybe that iser should be able to be mutter ayidei she'elus chacham.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.